Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio, Talk of the Town. This is our final segment. Your guest host today, filling in for John Ryan, I'm Rebecca Miller, and co-host Otto Los, and of course the radio show producer, Christina Liu, and radio show director, Dan Cox, who's hidden, but he's there. He hears everything we're doing. And
he's like the Wizard of Oz.
The things we're saying. So we're just kind of talking about a lot of things going on in the town, though Otto has an update.
If anybody heard the story before, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing. The short story is I have identified my grandfather, who was unknown to me and my father, from 1908, through DNA. And this past week, I learned through draft registration cards that in 1940, he owned and lived above an ice cream parlor in the Park Slope section of Brooklyn on Prospect Park West. And I don't know if you can see this, but
I love it. Oh, cool.
That's now, and this place is now a liquor store. But the sign, the candy store ice cream sign, is still there from 80 years ago when he owned this place. And there's two apartments above this where he lived with his wife and three children. So that would be my grandfather and my two uncles and aunt, basically, that lived there. And it was an interesting experience. I went into the liquor store with my wife, Bunny, and there was a nice gentleman there who talked to me about it. And the floor from the ice cream parlor was still there. And they've had the liquor store, the wine store, basically it's wine more than anything, for 11 years. And prior to that, it was a pet store. And they really didn't know a lot more about it. On the inside of the store, there were other stained glass signs, one of which was had a W on it, two W's actually. Now, I don't know if this relates or not, but his name was William. So it's possible that those W's were for his first name. But it was kind of an interesting experience.
Yeah, and I just love that, after
80 years ago, I think about it. And I think about when I was born, which I'll be open about, in 1936. 80 years before that was 1856. So this was sort of comparable to seeing something in 1936 that was from 1856.
Right.
You know, 1940 seems to me like yesterday because I was around, but it wasn't yesterday. It was 80 years ago. And, you know, I have the draft registration card for him and his son for World War II. His son was in the middle of it and got medals and badges and a whole bit that goes along with it.
What was the son's first name?
William.
So it's WW.
Yeah. And Ethel was one of the daughters. And, they had, I got all the history of when they were born and the whole bit that goes along with it. And this girl who's down in Florida turns out to be the one I had the DNA match with. And I learned that on her family tree was the name of my grandfather. So fortunately, she's a super, super person. And been very receptive and sent me pictures. I actually have a picture now of my grandfather. And I learned
so that this I just is love it.
Probably so I shouldn't be saying, but I've learned that there's a family member that lives in New Hyde Park, which I have not identified yet. I haven't really approached that yet. So,
what we were saying back, when Otto had first one, because I'm obsessed with this whole, I'm so invested in this whole story, because what I think it shows you, especially during this time for people, this is another thing you can do. Listen, you're home in the house, and to do, there are so many different ones. You could pick whichever one, is best for you. But I think it's awesome. I mean, Otto, how long have you been doing this for? Have you been trying to find the grandfather?
I've really, probably since I started being really an adult, which is probably not until I was
at 50. How incredible that is. Like he,
and until I was older.
Yeah.
You know, I always had a bit of a moron streak in me in my youth, but, you know.
So when did you start with the ancestry though?
I started with ancestry probably 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Prior to retirement. And got into it quite extensively. Actually, I think I can show you something.
So, oh, you didn't do
I
like
put a book these... together.
Look at this guy.
Which is
got a book.
If you look at the book, it's yay thick. All right, and in the book are many.
Oh, it's all different pages.
You know, many stories and pictures with text about it. And my mother was very good at saving a lot of stuff. And I have paperwork from when you left Germany in 1927 or 6, whenever, you had to get permission from 100 people. And you had to get permission in this country from a lot of people. And you had to have sponsors, and I have all the paperwork for all of that.
That's awesome. It's so, you know, but it's something so special. And
but I put it all together in a book, which required a lot of effort. And I actually had 6 of these printed, which I gave to each of the kids.
Oh, this guy.
Kids who are now adults, but you know.
So, did you ever do any of like the Ancestry.com too? You know, where you do the DNA matches?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
how I got the match with to find out. I've been looking for a long time.
Right, he finally got a match in Florida.
Well, a match they give you a list of when you put your DNA in.
What's that process?
Well, the process is now I think it costs like $49. They got a special package for Christmas. I was 99 when I did it, but you get a thing in the mail where you basically spit into a little thing and they come up with your DNA, which tells you, like in my case, I've learned that I thought I was German. I'm actually like 50% Western Europe. I'm 20 some odd percent Swedish and like 12% English Irish. So a mutt.
What was the turnaround time to get those results?
Not that long, a couple of weeks maybe.
Yeah.
But then what happens is you now go into a DNA database and they will match you with people who have similar DNA. And interestingly enough, I guess it's a good thing, my daughter and my 2 granddaughters come right up at the top. That's and this lady, Cheryl, was right in there in the top 10. And
yeah,
within
so
that,
it's just so great. Now you have like an extended family. You know, I think it's just such a wonderful activity to really do for people.
Well, my father, and it turns out, had 2 brothers and a sister, half brothers, half sisters, half sister. And who would have been my great uncles, mm-hmm. You know, so it's a whole people aren't into it. I'm always curious as to where we came from. You know, I know a lot of my family were farmers up in the very north part of Germany, along the North Sea, a very rural area. And I often wondered, where did the other part come from? My father's father. I had no idea. And I was curious. You know, I knew my mother. I never met any of my grandparents, except for 1 grandmother who came over for my first wedding. And but I never met a grandfather. I have no idea who they were or know nothing about them. So I always had this hidden need, I guess.
No, it's great. And I think it's important for our listeners.
You know, and a lot of people, some people say, I could care less. Well, that's your option.
Yeah, that's not for everyone.
I happen to care. I love this show, Finding Your Roots. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you ever watch it. If you don't, you might find it interesting.
What's that on?
Finding Your Roots. It's on public television.
Okay.
By Gates, and he takes people, now he's doing celebrities. And
I've seen the commercial.
And who was on, by the way, what's her name? The chef that we had, she's on television.
Yep. I can't remember her name. Is
Lydia, Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah.
Something with a B. I just totally slipped my mind.
Something.
Yeah.
But she was on, and they did her life.
With Ansel, cool.
You know, with the tracing it back.
No, well, I think it's just, listen, this is something that if people are interested, like I said, if you're home, it's a great activity to do. So I think I love that your Otto gives us the updates on this, because I think it's...
Well, you have to be interested if you're not.
Yeah, and as I said, it's just one option for people, and it's kind of a fun thing. And I know we are rapidly coming to the end of this segment, which I'm like, I can't believe it's just flying by. But I just want to always remind people, you know, in December, we have tons of virtual programming that's going to continue. We have Technology for the Terrified. We have a Surviving Winter Driving. You know, our support groups will be meeting. We're going to have our In Your Own Words, which is a journaling group. So there's a lot of great stuff. We're going to promote them, obviously, as we get closer. But to get all that information, you just call 311 or 869-6311. And I also want to encourage people, if you want to stay up to date on the latest information for Project Independence, we send out an email newsletter every month that has all of our programs. So you can just call 311 and say you want to be added, and I'll make sure you're added to that list. Because it's really important, great information. And I want to also say, before I lose my wind, that, you know, obviously Thanksgiving is coming up next week. And as we said, it's a different time. There's a whole bunch of new guidelines for the government. It's important to always stay informed by that. But I want to remind people that if you are able and willing to, whether it's someone in your family, to drop off a little, some kind of meal or donate, or whatever it is, I think is so important during this time. And I like that you can do a virtual kind of celebration. I hear a lot of people are all going to eat dinner at the same time virtually. So it's just different things. And I know it's hard for people, but I want those to remember the people around you and that, you know, might be having an extra difficult time, and to reach out to them. A little gesture goes a long way, you know, drop off a piece of pie. I mean, if someone dropped pie in front of my, you know, on my doorstep, I'd be thrilled. So
what
I'm just
kind of pie?
I'm putting it out there, guys, you know, any kind, and I'm not picky, you know, you want to drop off a pie, I'll take it. But, you know, and it doesn't, I say, you know, a little thing safely, obviously done, you know, can be nice. So definitely be healthy,
Christina,
and happy.
Otto, one quick little quote. And just like what you were saying, Christina, showing gratitude is one of the simplest yet most powerful things humans can do for each other. Simple. Absolutely. Yet powerful.
And see, me and Beck didn't even plan that, and it was like the perfect segue.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday, and Project Independence and you will be here next week and the week after. Have a wonderful holiday.
Happy and healthy, guys.
Take care.